This is Northwest News from 88.5 FM. Rotting teeth, a fear of the dentist's drill, long lines out the clinic door. These challenges are facing the Swinomish tribe. For decades, dentists would visit the reservation once a month. And if you ask tribal member Aurelia Bailey what that was like...
Horrific. I hated going to the dentist.
That common refrain has led to major oral health problems for much of the tribe. Leaders on the Skagit Valley Reservation say that they have a solution. A paraprofessional known as a dental health aid therapist. They have been used in Alaska for 10 years, although some of the professional dentist groups are against the providers. Swinomish is now the only tribe in the lower 48 to have one on staff. In the first part of our series, Confronting Dental Decay in Indian Country, KPLU's Ariel Van Cleve takes a look at the evolution of dental care at Swinomish through one woman's story.
Aurelia Bailey is in her 50s now, but she still has clear memories of when she was a kid, sitting in the dentist chair of the single-wide trailer that served as the dental clinic at Swinomish. Like the time she was 5 years old, walking home with a black and blue face. The dentist injecting Novocaine into her cheek had hit a nerve. Another experience that sticks with her happened a few years later when she went to the clinic because of a cavity in one of her back teeth.
The visiting dentist that was there, he was so rough and aggressive, pried my mouth open and was pinching my cheek. And I had the bib on and I was halfway numb. He had the needle in my mouth and I just pushed him out of the way and I took off out the door and I ran home. Still with that little blue apron clipped to me, and I got home and my dad was so upset with me. He's like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be at the dentist. And I said, he hurt me. I don't want to go back there.
Her dad won the argument, so Aurelia made her way back to the clinic.
The dentist had even talked about restraining me to the chair, like tying my hands to the armrests, and it was frightening, very frightening.
Other members of Swinomish have their own stories to tell, just like Aurelia. And she says a lot of the people she grew up with refused to go to the dentist because of that trauma, at least until they're overwhelmed by pain. Now that's meant more adults have dentures and lack basic skills for maintaining healthy teeth.
You see people that have teeth that are pretty much rotted all the way out, and that's because they don't want to go back and fix it.
The situation at Swinomish isn't a unique one. According to a recent study by the Pew Charitable Trust, Native Americans experience the worst oral health of any population in the country, often 3 and 4 times higher rates of decay when compared to white people. And part of the reason could lead back to how dental care was delivered.
For many of the Native kids, I would say probably all the way to the mid-80s, it was a bad experience.
Part of that bad experience has to do with simple supply and demand, with only one dentist for every 3,000 patients. And while the tribe has built its own dental facility and care has improved, the demand for treatment is just outpacing the staff's abilities. Swinomish leaders decided the clinic needed another pair of hands, so they made a controversial decision and hired a dental therapist. This is a paraprofessional not licensed in the state of Washington. Dental therapist Daniel Kennedy was trained in Alaska and was most recently providing treatment to friends and family in his hometown, an Alaska Native village called Klowoc in the southeast part of that state.
And they thought that was different. Rather than having someone from down south come up for a week or two and do it quickly and leave.
He says they were more willing to come in because they knew him. And now that's the thing that the tribe is banking on, making the clinic feel more like home. But for tribal members like Aurelia, she still can't bring herself to walk inside the building.
I only go when I absolutely have to. And the last time I went to the dentist was 3 months ago.
Aurelia landed in the dentist chair after her 18-month-old granddaughter slammed her little head against Aurelia's mouth, fracturing one of her teeth. She finally went to the dentist after 3 weeks dealing with the pain to see if they could save it.
They had put stents in, and they said that those were supposed to be temporary, and I still haven't gone to get them filled in and replaced, but it's just crazy. Like, I've had to have teeth pulled, but I always will look for somewhere where they have laughing gas or they can put me to sleep, because otherwise I will freak out.
That level of fear is something Swinomish leaders want to be done with. And getting to tribal members as early as possible to teach good dental habits compassionately will be key. Daniel's already been working with preschool age kids, showing them how to properly brush and floss. We'll learn more about his role as a dental therapist in our next story. Though his work so far has many in the tribe, including Aurelia, feeling grateful. She says it might be too late for her, but maybe not for kids like her granddaughter.
I'm hopeful that she can go to the Swinomish Clinic and get the best care possible and in the kindest way possible.
Ariel Van Cleve, KPLU News.